And this dispersion relationship looks like this. It starts out linear, near k equals zero, just like light does. And then it increases the higher the k, the higher the frequency, it increases until the Brillouin zone boundary. And the dispersion curve bends over and hits the Brillouin zone boundary at 90 degrees. And that's, when it hits the Brillouin zone boundary, those waves are satisfying the diffraction condition. So like the X-rays and light waves, now the sound waves satisfy the diffraction condition on the Brillouin zone boundary. This is the entire dispersion relationship. At higher frequencies, there are no more solutions. So this one at the Brillouin zone boundary is the shortest wavelength possible. And there are no more phonon solutions at higher frequencies. There's some maximum frequency. And the maximum frequency you can read from this sine is, the largest that sine can be is 1, so the maximum frequency is the square root of 4c over m. Okay, so what we did was we took the eigenvalue solution and put it into the equation, the differential equations, and out came the dispersion relationship. And then if we look at, this is a traveling wave. It's a wave moving to the right, a plane wave moving to the right. And if we know the relationship between k and omega, we can calculate the speed that this wave is moving. And in this region where it's linear near zero, the speed of sound is this combination. So usually for crystals, if these are really atoms and the springs are the atomic bonds between the atoms, then this frequency will be up in the terahertz. It'll be in the infrared, 10 to the 12 hertz. And the part that we can hear will be down here somewhere. So this is what we would call the speed of sound. The solution, the slope near k equals zero is the waves that we could hear.